Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Arizona moving on indictments about the 2020 election. These people moved to overturn the election in Arizona. And Rudy Giuliani is listed. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff, former congressman, is listed. Trump is not. Donald Trump is not one of the people indicted. He is described as unindicted co-conspirator number one. Well, these days, who isn't? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Jenna Ellis is listed. Former Trump attorney Christina Bob. John Eastman, also listed.
So I once did Fox Business in studio of Charles Payne's show, and it was with Jenna Ellis. And Jenna Ellis was next to me, and the only thing I thought was, man, she talks a lot. It's the only thing that I taught. She might be a very nice person. I never understood why I was supposed to be in her corner. I still don't. I don't. She made a decision to go about a tactic. She deals with the results. She got left for dead, thrown under a bus, whatever. I'm sorry, is this your first rodeo? You didn't know that was the... Innocent until proven guilty, of course, because I personally look at someone and say, yeah, I don't get why this has a fan base. Doesn't mean that there isn't a fan base. The question is, did they actually do anything wrong? Indictment doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It, in today's America, indictment means you're probably over the target. Meanwhile, Supreme Court going to engage the arguments, they're going to make a decision today, about whether or not a former president can be charged for things done when president. That's the case in front of the Supreme Court. Those oral arguments starting at 10 a.m. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be popcorn. And then I'm going to be breaking those down on Tony Katz today at noon. William Jacobson, Cornell law professor, legalinsurrection.com. He'll be with me to do that. So that's yesterday. This is today. And of course, on a college campus near you, total insanity. Although we've seen dumb in the state of Indiana, we haven't seen insanity. Is there a reason for that? Is there a reason this is only happening in certain areas, certain places? Or is this just something that's about to grow? It's a question about how these universities work and why anybody would defend them. Why would anybody think these places have value? I mentioned the other day, a pro tip for recruiters and employers. These aren't the schools to look for employees. And someone said, oh, great, just throwing out everybody because of a few people. Honestly, yeah, I am, and I will explain it. More than happy to do so. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Your new car, your new truck, that comes from Andy Moore Ford in Plainfield, and they've got everything that you want. The cars, the trucks, the SUVs, and then, of course, the electric vehicles. The Mustang Mach-E, you could save.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Up to...
were chanting was Free Palestine. How is that anti-Semitic?
You'll forgive me that I almost right there in my mouth. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. That is Aaron Burnett on CNN speaking to the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who went to Columbia University amongst the boos and the madness of the vicious, vicious anti-American, certainly anti-Israel, certainly anti-Semitic, certainly anti-humanity zealots. These Hamas supporters, these terrorism supporters, they are what they are, what they are. And he was saying, you're not alone. Showing a bit of strength. Some people didn't like it. I ain't worried about those people. Not worried about those people at all. But is Aaron Burnett asking a legitimate question here?
The main thing they were chanting was Free Palestine. How is that anti-Semitic?
Well, if this is the way she's going to be, I mean, that's just pretty pathetic. But let's answer the question. And to do that, let's break it down.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown. Go ahead, give it to me. Breakdown, honey, take me through the night. Breakdown.
How is it anti-Semitic? Free Palestine. Allow me to take a stab at this. This should be interesting. The first question for Aaron Burnett is, could something mean something else? Is it possible that there is a statement or a slogan that, even though said, doesn't mean anything related to the actual words, but something else? You want to play the part of literalist in this conversation. How is Free Palestine anti-Semitic? If we're going to be a literalist, or as we would talk about former or late Justice Antonin Scalia, textualist, right? The Constitution says what it says and doesn't say what it doesn't say. Free Palestine. Can you show me on a map where Palestine is? No, I'll wait. Can you show me on a map where Palestine is? What is it's not there? Well, it is if I'm in Rashida Tlaib's office. It's not there. So what possibly could they be talking about if they're screaming Free Palestine and there isn't a Palestine? If you're going to ask the absolutely obtuse question of how is that anti-Semitic, and not grapple with the fact that Palestine doesn't exist on a map, well, I don't know how you square that circle. Right from the start, your entire argument falls apart. Because the question is nonsensical. To ask how is it anti-Semitic is to pretend that you don't have any context to what it is that's happening. Free Palestine is a call to destroy Israel. That Israel should not exist and that Palestine should. That Israel is an occupying force and that Palestine is what should remain. Should we discuss that there was nothing there before the Israelis started making it happen? There was nothing there. I think it was during the Boer War, B-O-E-R. So this is the late 1800s, early 1900s. You had Winston Churchill, former prime minister, the man who saved Great Britain, an egomaniac. We should be totally clear that Churchill was a guy who loved Churchill. And when he was a young soldier, he would send dispatches back to generals or to higher-ups. And what he would do, I mean, he was also doing reporting for the Morning Post, things like that. Not only would he do his reporting, he would send back missives to these higher-ups, to these people up the military chain. And he would discuss the fact that in this land, Palestine, there was nothing there. In his letters, as has been written about, there is nothing there. There's no there there. There's no development. There's no zero. So when you push this idea of Palestine, you're pushing an idea of A, there was nothingness. B, the Israelis, those who came, made it something. And now what? Now your plan is, okay, now that it's been built up, these other people get it? Now another question. Who are these other people? The name Palestinian was given, but that doesn't mean there's an actual connection to the land. You can go through every single citizen and see where the connection is. Free Palestine is a call to genocide. That's all it's ever been. That's all it will ever be. It's a call to kill every Jew and every Israeli. It's a call for destruction and death. That's what it's a call for. From people who do not have some claim, but rather a desire through either a religious ideology or other ideology to destroy Jews. That's it. This isn't difficult. It is what it is. But remember, when you take a look at the protesters, they will tell you they see it differently. How do they see it? Well, Israel is the oppressor, and therefore white, and white is bad. Oh, you don't believe me. Okay, I'll prove that.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Two.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen.
Today in the marketplace, it's a Zippo, and it's very cool, but it's crazy expensive. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. During the breaks, some people are driving to work, some people are using the restroom. I clear my head, get ready for what I want to get into next, checking out what news stories are out there, anything breaking, and I just clear my head a little bit. And to do that, I usually end up at like Facebook Marketplace. Take a look at what people are selling. I look at cars. I look at furniture. I look at cigar stuff. I look at all sorts of weird things. Someone is selling a Zippo. So that's the lighter, right? The classic sound. Bing, right? Fantastic. But this is a Zippo that commemorates the moon landing 1969. Now, this is out of Shelbyville. And they say this is the last design of the town and country method used for printing. I'm not familiar with the printing. I wasn't familiar with the lighter. It's very cool. It is a very, very cool graphic they have on the Zippo. This comes in the original box. It's $300 plus shipping. Matt Bear, do you have $300 for a Zippo? That's a no. Matt Bear is very busy noticing that he does not have $300 for a Zippo.
This is true.
Yeah, you got to want the collection bad. $300?
I mean, that's a light bill.
Right? So that's the light bill?
It can be.
Do you leave the lights on all the time?
Oh, man, I'm afraid of the dark. I can't do it.
Are you? by the way?
I mean, I leave a globe on. I have a globe in my bedroom I leave on all the time, you know.
Oh, I have a nightlight. I'm not embarrassed. Screw you all. I'm keeping the monsters away. That's called being responsible. I don't want to hear it.
I mean, I'm a Gen Xer as a lady. I saw Freddy Krueger when I was a kid. I need to.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. For me, I saw a television show called That's Incredible.
That's Incredible. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was That's Incredible. And they did a story about spontaneous combustion. Oh, you know what that is?
Yeah, it's where you just blow up.
Yeah. And I think I saw that when I was 8, and it still haunts me to today.
Well, that would haunt you until today.
Still does. So thank you, television. So there are people selling this kind of lighter for like $125, and then there are people selling this lighter for over $400. So I have no idea what pricing is. All I know is it's a cool piece of Americana. The box alone is the cool piece of Americana. The Zippo Moon Landing 1969 lighter. It is there. It's out of Shelbyville, and it is there on Facebook Marketplace. So feel free to go get that from the Marketplace. And if you want to give a gift to this year, thanks. Thanks.
Well, think about whipping that out in a bar and lighting a woman's cigarette with that. I mean, that's some class and style.
Right, because that still happens in America.
Yeah. Any bar you go to.
So, right, they're just whipping out cigarettes.
and Zippos. Great, what a country. What a time we live in.
You got anything else?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. I don't know where I missed this, but I stopped everything. I just threw out what I was going to get into, which is how the Biden administration really, really doesn't want you to have power for your home. This move on coal emissions, that these plants have to capture 90% of the emissions or they'll be shut down. This isn't Congress. This is the EPA acting in a radical manner, engaging in regulatory insanity that will end power. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. This is nuts. But somehow I missed this talk about capital gains. The Biden administration, without saying it out loud, this come from their fiscal year 2025 revenue proposals, wants to raise the capital gains tax rate to 44.6? What the? I have to be reading it wrong. The proposal is to raise the long-term capital gains and qualified dividend rate to 37% for taxpayers with taxable incomes over $1 million. So the 44.6% number comes together when it applies to certain individuals and certain investment income. Now you say to me, well, that's not me, so it doesn't matter. It matters to the ideas Dr. Matt Will, economist at the University of Indianapolis, describes it, of capital formation. People don't invest in large grand scale. And therefore, they're not investing in what? Your business. No growth. It stops. Because what's the point? They'll put their money other places. What in the world am I looking at? And I've got a Forbes article here. It's like, it's not no need for such a alarm. I think that it's a horrific idea. And any time you allow these people the ability to move in these directions, they never go, what? The other direction. Never. Oh, Oh, I am going to I'm going to break this down. I'm going to see if Dr. Will's available a little bit later in the show. What is with the hate of business? What is with the hate of investments? What is with the hate of the American citizen wanting to get ahead? Why is it that the political left really hates these people? And I have been making this argument now for at least a year. It's got to be more than a year at this point, guys. I do not know why the Democratic Party hates Black Americans, but they do. It's the first generation of Black Americans in a large number that is going to have wealth to leave to their children and grandchildren. And here's the Democratic Party, which they're told if they don't support their traitors, finding more ways to tax them and take their wealth. Why don't they want Black Americans to be able to leave wealth for their grandchildren? I'm sorry, that's bigoted. Vote Republican. Like that. Don't ask me how Republicans haven't figured out how to talk, because they don't know how. Because this would involve saying the words Black Americans, and Republicans are so unbelievably scared of saying those words. Please don't call me racist. You're having an honest conversation about economics. The first generation en masse Black Americans able to leave money to their children and grandchildren. And here's the Democratic Party, 44.6%. And you say, it's not a big deal. It doesn't affect me. I don't make that kind of money. It affects the idea that they think that the money is theirs. That they take this fair share nonsense and they start putting in all these places. Eventually, it must trickle down, because fair share means anything at any time. So now, I speak solely to Black Americans. This government wants to take its fair share from what you have earned and saved to give to your grandchildren, to give them a better shot. Vote accordingly. You think there are real differences between black and white? No. There's differences only in the gray matter, the ideology that moves people. And these people over here, these lefties, have got an ideology that says, hate you and take your money. You know what my ideology is? You keep your money. Let's have a cigar. Leave it for your kids. They deserve it. Your kids are more important than the government. That's mine. Choose.